focus our attention now on Facebook. Francis Haugen, many of you may recognize the name, is a whistleblower who used to work at a high level at Facebook. She's appeared before the Congress in the United States. She's been giving testimony at hearings in the United Kingdom. And one thing she said, which I thought was really interesting, was that there are, what's the word, fewer safety controls in markets such as Africa and the Middle East, where she says the Facebook platform is being used by human traffickers, armed groups in Ethiopia. And she said this was a key part of her decision to become a whistleblower and say what she believed was going wrong at Facebook. So to find out how this works, we're joined now by Jan Vermeulen, who's editor-at-large at mybroadband.co.za. Jan, welcome. It's good to have you with us. For an absolute beginner as I am, does Facebook have different control systems for different parts of the world, or is it for different languages? How exactly does all of that work? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for the opportunity. Yes, so you touched on it there. It's not that they use different systems. It's that it's a language issue.
Okay.
Because while a lot of Facebook moderation relies on machine learning, artificial intelligence, as we just call it now, sometimes stuff gets flagged for a human to. In fact, a lot of stuff gets flagged for a human to review and intervene in, and they do not employ nearly as many foreign language human moderators as they do English ones, is basically the information that the whistleblower has given to the world.
So let's hear about that flagging process, Jan. Is it keywords? Is it that then triggers a deeper look at content? Is it following an individual's profile? What's the system?
Yes, it does sound like it's a keyword thing and that it's a learning system. So even Facebook will not know exactly how the algorithm necessarily works, except that, you know, they've programmed it to learn based on certain metrics, which only they'll understand. And so, using like a black box approach, you know, where you look at what the system is doing, we can get a sense of what it's doing. Like, for example, a big story trending on Twitter at the moment is that an activist had his Facebook account banned recently for calling out a person at a transgender rights rally.
Right.
for using hate speech. So clearly you can see that this person, even though they themselves were calling out hate speech and got flagged for perpetuating hate speech themselves, obviously triggered those keywords.
Yes.
The moderator that intervened, if there was a moderator that intervened, didn't look too closely at the context and then just banned him. And so now he's got to go through an appeals process.
Wow, a little insight there into the world of Facebook and how it operates across the globe. There are, by the way, according to Google anyway, around 6,500 languages spoken in the world today. So is this shaped by political priorities? Obviously, if the heat is on Facebook in certain parts of the world, that's where they're going to be most responsive. Yeah, have you ever done something on Facebook and triggered some kind of scrutiny? If you have, share that story. I'd love to hear it.